For years, Carper's challengers have hinted and whispered about a 40-year-old incident when Carper hit his then-wife, Diane. Carper admitted to it as a one-time thing during a 1981 deposition that has haunted his campaigns from the shadows ever since. He said attacks trying to paint him as an abuser, though, are usually a sign of weakness in an opponent.
The issue's been raised, not every campaign, but every second or third campaign, when someone is desperate to find an issue that can help propel them to the top.
Republican Rob Arlett directly questioned Carper about it recently during their first debate at the University of Delaware.
You are now on record, it's now public information, that you had abused your former wife. And there was a lie for 19 years about that. It was a big cover-up. It was big collusion.
That is baloney. Let's set the record straight, okay, my friend? Let's set the record straight, okay? Every one of us makes mistakes. God knows I've made my share of mistakes. 40 years ago, I made a mistake. I owned it. I didn't hide it. It was public knowledge.
Just a day after that first debate, Carper said he wasn't surprised by his opponent's tactics.
I think in the day and age that we live in, anything's fair game.
There are people up and down our great state that get the fact that we will win this seat.
Right.
Because 42 years is a way long time to be in public office.
Weeks earlier, as Arlett celebrated the opening of his Newcastle County campaign office, he talked about how often he would reference the 40-year-old incident.
As a campaign, I would say probably not a whole lot. To me, anybody who strikes another person, especially a female, I would question who they are. Is that who we want in Washington, D.C.? It's not up to me. It's up to the voters of Delaware.
Carper said there's a reason Delaware's voters won't respond to Arlett's attempt to paint him as an abuser.
Every campaign that's been used has backfired on the person who uses. I think here in the state, people know me pretty well.
To say Delaware voters are familiar with Tom Carper is an understatement. He's been the state's most successful candidate, serving in statewide elected office since becoming state treasurer in 1976. Since then, he's served 5 terms in the U.S. House, 8 years as Delaware's governor, and now he's vying for his 4th 6-year term as a U.S. senator. For Carper, all that experience is a plus. For Arlett and Delaware GOP Chairman Mike Harrington, though, Carper's lengthy time in office is a reason to vote him out.
I hope that the public will put somebody in there new, a fresh face, somebody with energy that will represent the people of Delaware. And not necessarily the big money people across the country.
But after Carper's more than 40 years in elected office, public support hasn't shown any sign of fading. His vote totals in recent elections show his dominance over all contenders. He won a third Senate term 6 years ago with 66% of the vote. In this election, a September University of Delaware poll showed Carper ahead 61% to Arlett's 24%. But the challenger remains undeterred, even in Newcastle County, where registered Republicans account for only about 23% of all voters.
I wouldn't say challenge. I would say it's the biggest opportunity in my mind, because people who don't like Rob Arlett don't know Rob Arlett. We want people to know Rob Arlett and his family, because once we do that, then I'm confident that we will be victorious on November the 6th.
Arlett casts himself as the outsider to Carper as the career politician. He was first elected as Sussex County Councilman in 2014, and more recently, Arlett was the Trump campaign's Delaware chairman, even hosting then-candidate Trump during a campaign stop. But even if his close ties to Trump could leave him even more vulnerable in Democrat-dominated Delaware, Arlett isn't concerned.
To me, I don't worry about the national politics. My focus is in Delaware, and again, bringing new opportunities for our families.
Democrats, including State Party Executive Director Jesse Chatterton, on the other hand, see Trump's influence on Arlett's campaign style, particularly the personal attack on Carper.
It's an unfortunate part of their playbook, but it seems to be the only part of the playbook that they know particularly well.
Carper and Arlett will meet face-to-face for at least one more debate. 1 week before Election Day, the two will square off in a forum hosted by WHYY and WDEL on October 30th in downtown Wilmington. From the Delaware Desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.